supplications in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His matchless glory and mercy be upon you all. Just before you leave, Brother Baxter, stay close. I want to talk to you just a moment. I've been associated with Brother Baxter for many years now. This is about 5 years that we've been closely associated together. We've learned to love one another with undying Christian love, the fellowship and the love that we have one for the other. And I was preaching this afternoon on the deity of Jesus Christ. And Brother Baxter, was not asking too much for you. I wish you'd come just to sing my favorite song. Was written by a friend of Brother Baxter's now. He wrote this song out of the cornfield one night, and the inspiration come to him, down from his glory. Can you do it, Brother Baxter?
This is Brother Branham's favorite, and I wouldn't try to sing it for anybody else but him.
Thank you, sir.
Because I think maybe he appreciates the words and he can stand the vocal effort. He said it was written by a good friend of ours. That's the truth. Brother Bruce Coburn told me himself how this was written. Discouraged and beaten in his own ministry, he sat out in a cornfield and penned these beautiful words. How many things are born in adversity? But the words I think are incomparable. They're sung around the world. So we'll try it, and I dedicate it to Brother Brian.
Gone from his glory. And blood his father. He took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice for Calvary. And now I know thou art the great.
Yeah.
How many know that chorus? Come on, let's lift it all together, everybody. Oh!
Alto ended up back in there. I hope that they got that on that recording, and I'll hear that again someday. I'll remember that for many days to come, how that end off those women in there, bringing that high alto, the pitch of it there. Marvelous. You think the great Creator became my Savior. Oh, my. That just thrills my heart to think of that, how God would humble himself and come down on the earth and dwell in a body of flesh to redeem me, the lost, the altogether unworthy one, and the only worthy one came down to redeem us from a life of sin. Isn't that, it's more, no wonder eye has not seen or ear has not heard how marvelous he is. Now, dear beloved Christian friend, God's peace be upon you. May the riches of God's blessing ever remain here in Zion with you people. I love you with undying Christian love. As long as I have a memory of Zion, there will be a soft spot in my heart with mine. And it's people. I'll pray for you that God will give you another revival before the coming of the Lord. And you will wish I could see it. I hope I'm living to see the time. I see the people around the nation getting in the dying. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Keep praying, keep looking up. God will reveal. I am your servant in the Lord to do for you whatever I am. I used to say to people, the night that you listen to God, the rain falls to heart, while I come, crawl, and run. I had to kind of check that after God has so many millions of friends. Yet, that doesn't make one feel the least bit superior. I do a best good thing for us. I'll do this for us, sister. Anytime that I can do you a favor, God will let me do it. I'll be so glad to. See, maybe if I stay out, maybe we'll be on the phone, for instance. Maybe sometimes I've had my phone to ring as many as 24 hours, having 64 long distance calls in one phone per hour, day and night. I even imagine how you can make all those calls. He couldn't do it. But I'm right there. They're all written down. They write down the ladies at the phone to take these calls and write them down. I pray over them, constantly praying. And then when God says, you go away, there's a certain place, away I go. With what he says to you, I try. And I believe you'll appreciate that more than me. So just follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. I want to do that. You don't know tonight. In my heart, I have to put it from. See, I'm a temperamental person, melancholy sort of person. I can't let myself get away and take advantage of that on these things. I'm one of those types that could break down now. I'll just say goodbye to you in a few minutes. I could express myself, I'd probably go crying, see. But I don't want to do that. I've got to put something out here in front. God's truth stands first now. I can't say goodbye to you, so if I stay in Christ and you stay in Christ, we're going to meet down there where there's nothing to be goodbye. We already anchored ourselves in Christ, see. I may have to get out here in the field and so forth, and you may have to go to your field. But God be with us and watch the truth until we can meet again. I hear that some gallant man did something here about the thankfulness auditorium. How I thank you, my brethren. God bless you. We are never out to receive fine. Never. If I ever get that mountain of mine, God help me to have gentlemen left about me to walk off the field and pray through so God gets my heart right again. It's not bad. But we are a little bit desperately needing now. It's true, because I was out of service for about 7 months, went several hundreds of dollars in debt, and I got to get that up, and then I got to
out here around home and talk with you and come into your home and do this. No one knows how I'm going to do that. God bless. I will see. There isn't a person in this building that I would like to go to your home tonight and stay all night with you and talk with you. Get up tomorrow morning, sit out on the front porch, or sit out on the tree somewhere and talk about science with you. But it's just totally, I can't do it at all. You know what I mean. And then in order to be the best that I know how for my master and for you, now, stay alone in the room. I pray constantly, God, help me so that when I go in there, I can be a representative of yours in the best that I know how, that I can let the people see the love of God and something to help them. Now, as you pray for that little love offering tonight, let me give you a scripture. Jesus said, through so much as you have done unto the least, that's me, of my little one, you have done unto me. Whosoever shall give one of my disciples, least of all in me, as much as a cup of water, in the name of the disciples, you will in no wise lose your reward. May the Lord repay it a hundredfold back to you. Thank you, my. I know this looks bad, looks painful. Mr. Baxter's not that kind of man. And just to say that we thank you, and I want you all to know that the custodian, he didn't want to stand there, and I'm not mistaken, he didn't come in here. And the different ones, and the ushers, the ministers, they are ready, and every one of you, some of you have sent us down little things to eat and the can. Certain brothers sitting in the building, and I just recognized a few months ago, I was in a restaurant the other day, and he came in, and I went to pay my bill. I had my wife and Sister Baxter and the children, the bill was already paid. A man is that. I don't know if you want me to say it here, who it is, or make me think it's Christian. We don't desire those things. We don't let this man know what this man is doing. So I appreciate it all, and you know, God knows. I pray you let me forever be with you. And waiting on us, in the dark green, with the heathen land, on the battle front of hard and rough, Satan on every side, I remember his dying and his praying for me. Thank you. God bless you. Every drop of down around Jeffersonville, drop and shake my hand. Come home, I'm glad to have you anytime. All right, let's read some scriptures that brought me to the knees. In the second chapter of St. Luke, I wish to read this. The adoration here, beautifully written, I like it. All the scriptures are beautifully written. The 25th verse of the second chapter of St. Luke reads this, and if there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, the same man was just about waiting for the consolation of Israel, the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death before he seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit in the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him as the custom of the law, then touching him up in his arms and blessed God, and said, Lord, now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. That was our great testimony. Eternal God, oh, how we are lovely tonight. As I stand here before these people, I've often thought, what would I do if I had two drops of the blood of your son in a glass or a charger in my hand? The little drops of blood in count. How my tears would run down my cheeks as I held it, knowing that I held in my hand the blood of Jesus Christ in a little charger. But tonight, in that night, according to the scripture, I believe it's a greater. For I hold the purchase of your blood, your children, that you thought more than you did your own life. You gave it for it. And here I am tonight to be a teacher to these people. Oh, Father, what type of person should I be? mold me as you make me, Father. I feel there's a great change. There's something moving that closely. And I pray, God, it would be for the good of the people, the glory of God. I'm glad that it begins to feel that way here in Zion, taking up shape now. I believe soon you'll reveal it. And now, Father, I wait humbly upon you. I pray tonight for every one of these people. From the minister down to the janitor of the building, every one of them, Lord, I ask you to bless them and give them the best that I know how to ask for. And may they live long lives, healthy and happy, and free from sin and sickness. And the good land someday, when there's a dear large table set, all the redeemed of all ages shall gather into that table. We look across at one another, tears and joy and analogy. I look across and see the old veterans who fought to win the prize, take over their bloody feet, slip across the table with our hands and shake hands, silently and say, praise the Lord. Then the king in his beauty will come out and wipe the tears from our eyes. They don't cry no more, it's all over, we're here. Enter into the joy of the Lord. God grant that every person in presence tonight may be at the great wedding supper with white robes and ready to crown the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Until that time, Lord, we all be about the Master's work. We commit the service tonight, and everything is done or said, be in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll get glory out of it. Amen. To the minister, brethren, preach the word. Be up and going. If there ever was a time that you need a preacher, now. Get moving, swiftly. Don't let nothing stop you. Get out, get going around the neighborhood, get going somewhere. You're not all going to them. The Russians, they came back up in there after the war. They just drive their own wheat. And it was getting late to fall and it's not ready for the snow. And all day and all night, they're pulling tires, they couldn't wait for the wheat job to feel that dip it up. They had to just do the best they could. And at night time, you hear these little children running in front of the parents with a lantern, and the parents, the women and men, pulling the tires out just scratch to the ground. They couldn't wait that plow. It's too close to the snow. Can you hear me all right? Way back in the back, use your hands, you can't. All right, that's fine. They couldn't wait until if it snows, then next year they would starve to death. There'd be no crop. They had to get those feet in the ground somehow. They had to scratch the ground and throw the seed in. We just lived in love day and night. They could stand with their hands and eat it and keep going higher. The animals couldn't go fast enough, they had to get the human, the man himself, going higher. I thought, scratch the ground. If they don't get the seed in, there's not going to be any crop. And minister, brethren, if there ever was a time that God's field needs scratching, if there's going to be a harvest, let's get the seed in right now. She's sowing down. You see what I'm talking about. It's getting near. We're drawing Christians everywhere. Don't know if there's an army or a bear, just get out there and do something for God. Let's get the seed in the ground. So there'll be a crop. For tomorrow. God bless you. Now, on the scripture reading after set before the effective appearing of Jesus as an infant, there was an old man by the name of Simeon, an old sage, probably out in his kitchen looking something like Dr. Down, long white flowing beard. He had an outstanding name as a teacher in Israel. A wonderful old church father. And, you know, the old man spoke to him one day and said that he wasn't going to die until he'd seen the Lord Christ, and he believed it. Now, he's been looking for Christ to come for years and years. Here he was in captivity in my house of the Christ come in, but the Holy Ghost promised him. So he wasn't scared to go around and say, now, I'm not going to die, but I'll see the Christ. I can imagine some of them saying, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Some men died, astrologers come over and star gazers. They see the star that passed by over and they were in the observatory. Nobody said to it at all. But they died for it. Why? They were looking for it. The star of Jacob, according to the prophet Balaam, said star of Jacob around and they were watching. And it passed right by the people that were star gazers and didn't see it, but they followed the star. I believe they saw a star. What do you think about it? The observatory didn't see it, but the day got saw. You get what you're looking for. If you're expecting tonight to get healed, you're going to get healed. If you're not expecting it, you're using it. If you come to me tonight, just to say, well, I'll see what goes on. That's all you see. You say, I know that's not right. The devil's doing something tonight. If you say, Lord, I believe I want to bless my heart, you get it. Just what you're expecting, that's what you'll get. Always expecting it. What are you expecting to do? What are you expecting to find? And that's what you will receive. Now, then I will see when the shepherds came down, the angels went out, not to the clergymen now, not to the pastors, not to the high priest man, but out to the shepherds and saints today in the city of Bethlehem is born of God the Savior. And these shepherds came down and worshiped. They didn't have any way of sending news like we do today by radio and press. So the news had got around. And as the news came, the mother had to come and offer a sacrifice, which was a lamb, a rich woman, a poor woman offered turtle dove. And so as a peasant's offering, but it was a cleansing of her purification and the circumcision of the child and so forth. So let's take a little trip down mentally, like a baby, and let's go back 2,000 years now, just about 2,000 years, and look at the conditions up there in Jerusalem and around over Palestine. They were scattered, they were in captivity at Babylon. But an old man walking around saying, the Holy Ghost told me I was going to see the Christ. Now, I can see him sitting way back in the building in a little prayer room this morning, a study of the scriptures, maybe. As if it's Monday morning. And I guess there were about 2 or 3 million Jews that were in Palestine at the time. There were probably many children born in that one day. Probably 50, 60, 75, 100, or maybe 200. Each day, however they came, they had the 8 days that would be every day would be a circumcision line. And this morning, everybody's getting about their business. And look, let's see, here stands a line of about 100 women standing together, down on their wrists, come up standing with a little line on a little shirt waist, with their little baby wrapped in fine linen and so forth. And the other Jewish mothers that sitting, you know, and how happy they are. Let's come down the line. I'll see Mrs. Levinsky standing down there in her, and how she got her baby and all the, she's going up and up, you know, and my, there's such a lovely child, God is with that child and so forth, and coming on down. But standing down the row, I see a little girl about 18 years old, a baby around over her face, with a baby with a swaddling cloth wrapped around it. If I understand right, that's what's come off the yoke of an ox for its cows, you know, to keep them rubbing. And there was no room for him in the inn, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him. And the priest said, that had to pull off the yoke and wrapped it around his body. And she has it in her hand, not a little lamb, a beautiful lamb, water, and all fixed for pretty for the high priest and for the sacrifice, but holding the little girl there in her hand. A peasant's offering. I hear someone say, do you know who that is standing there? That's that woman who had a baby with an out-of-born widow. Don't stand near her. Stand back. Hold her now, you know. Stand back. Don't stand around where she is. She's just a girl with a prostitute. But down her little Mary's heart, she knew what she was. And you might say, look at that fanaticism. Look at that. But remember, down in their heart, they know where they stand. All right. Then I can see her standing there watching her baby. And she pounded all of this in her heart. And while she's standing there watching her little baby holding the dove, waiting for the purification, the one dove to be killed, and so forth, and the both of them in that case. And then she's holding the dove, and not paying attention to them, she stands her own business. But about that time, way back over in the building, powerful thousands of Jews, and the trumpets were sounding, and the sacrifices being offered, prayers being made, the jubilees All about making out of this, come here. All the nations have gone astray. The Lord has taken upon him the iniquity of us all. About that time, I had to see the Holy Spirit come up into it. Coming in, rise up. Then he rolled up the forest and stuck it down and raised up. The Holy Spirit's on him. You bring man blessed by the Spirit? I do. I believe they are, yes. Here he comes, moving on. What's the matter, Lord? I got something to tell you, came in this morning. I gave you a promise. Come on out. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. Out into the building. Here he comes down to the crowd, rushing along through the crowd, moving through this one. Somebody say, there's that old fella, back at the head, going through the crowd. And he's standing right at the building, so they didn't know it. Here comes the Holy Ghost leading him. Look at that line of women for the spirit of Christian. Here he comes right down along the line, led by the Holy Spirit. And when he gets right in front of that little despised, rejected woman, or that baby wrapped in swaddling cloth, picked the baby with her arms with tears dropping off of his wife's ear, and said, now, Lord, let thy servant depart thee according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. What a difference! Spirit led. About that time, it was caught that there was an old prophet in the temple by the name of Anna. It's believed by the old Vincent, according to history, that she was blind. She stayed in the temple day and night, offering prayer all the time, praying to the sins of the people. And she was waiting for him. And the Holy Ghost come upon her. She was waiting. Here she comes, blind, moving along the people. Bumping into this one over here. What's the matter? Blind, leaning along. She moves on down the line, comes to them women right down the line, and stops in the front of Christ, bows, raises up her hands, and blesses God. Led by the Holy Spirit, she believed that there was coming the Christ, sent in as the witness of the Holy Ghost that he was seen. And the same Holy Ghost that led Simeon that morning, that led Anne that morning, is the same Holy Ghost that led you here tonight. You believe in divine healing, do you? You believe, as Father God said today, when a deep calls from the deep, there's a deep you respond to it. If you believe in divine healing, there is bound to be a fountain open somewhere. And the same Holy Spirit that led them there has led you here. Right to the place where you see his moving of the Spirit, showing him he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then, Lord, oh my, what ought to happen here tonight? Led by the Spirit of God, moved up here and took your seat, believing that God was going to make you well, expecting to be healed. Are you all coming in your sick people expecting to be healed tonight? All right, you're going to heaven. Have to. You believe in and expect it. It's got to happen. I just believe God, don't you? Tell me what he says is the truth. Don't try to figure it out. Just believe. What when the angel of the Lord met Zachariah and told him up there he's going to have his son by his wife Elizabeth? Why, he said, these things can't be. She's too old and I'm old. He said, I'm Gabriel, and stands at the right hand of God and in his presence of God. Because you doubted my words, you'll be dumb till the day the baby's born, for my words is going to be fulfilled in this season. Then he was stricken dumb till the day John was born. They said, they called him John, his mother did. They said, call her for writing chapter, but he said, his name, he should be. He said, his name is John. God had already named him. Then, when the Holy Spirit, the angel of God, Gabriel, goes down into the city of Nazareth, a little Mary, engaged to a widower. Here she is, this old widow type, probably with a water on her head, packing it up to the washing, walking along the street, and all at once a light flashes before her. She stops, she thinks, this is strange. Then something began to materialize in that light. She looks standing there, and there stood the great archangel. Said, Hail Mary! It frightened the little virgin. Said, Blessed art thou among women. She was frightened. It would frighten you. It frightened me.
There he was. Said, you're going to have a baby knowing no man. She didn't argue about it. Said, the Holy Ghost is coming up on you and overshadowing you, and the holy thing will be called the Son of God. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Instead of arguing and questioning and going on like Zachariah, she just took God at his word. God gives Zion tonight to Mary. That'll take, she went out testifying that she was going to have a baby, knowing no man, before she had any physical evidence at all. Oh, my. What did she have? God's word. That's all she needed. She went out and said, I'm going to have a baby. Have you felt life?
No, sir.
Are you positive? I'm positive. Well, if you haven't felt life, then how do you know you're going to have? God said so. That settles it. Are you going to get well? Yes, sir. Have you got any evidence? Yes, sir. What is it? God said so. That's right. That's good enough for me. Look at her. I see her take a little visit up there to see her cousin. John and Jesus were second cousins. Elizabeth and Mary were first cousins. So the angel told her about Elizabeth. So she goes up there to find Elizabeth. Here come Elizabeth out to meet her and hug her and kiss her. And she said, oh, I understand that you're to be a mother. Said, yes. Now, let's dramatize this just a moment. Yes, I'm to be a mother. That's right. And God has visited you in your old age. Yes, I'm going to have a baby. That's right. And it's 6 months with me now. But I'm just a little afraid. There's no life as yet. See? That's all subnormal. Well, she said, listen, I'm going to have a baby too. For the angel of God who told me that you was going to have a baby, said that I'd be overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, and the child that would be born to me would be called, I should call his name Jesus. And as soon as she said that salutation in the ears of that woman, the little baby John, who was laying dead in his mother's womb, began to leap and jump for joy. Just as soon as the first time that the name of Jesus Christ was spoke to mortal lips, caused the dead baby in his mother's womb to come to life and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! If it'll do that to a dead baby, what ought it to do to a born again church? I don't understand. Oh, my. He said, if they hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. That's taking God at his promise. How do you know you're going to have it? God said so. And when the 9 months rolled around, the baby was born because God said so. Whatsoever the things you desire when you pray, believe you receive it. God said so. The word of God will defeat Satan anywhere, anytime, any place. Do you believe it? As I speak in this afternoon, the deity of Jesus Christ, the Father in him, all God was, give his gifts unto his Son, that it might be manifested into the earth. When he met Satan, he never used one of them. He brought it down to show us the weakest of Christians. Satan comes in and says, if, that question mark always across the word, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread, when he was hungry. Jesus said, never said, now hear, I am the Son of God, I rebuke you. He never said it. Jesus said, it is written, the Father's word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Take him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Jesus said, it is written. Take him up on the mountain. Jesus said, it is written. Is that right? So if Jesus showed you that Satan could be defeated by the Word of God will defeat Satan tonight if there never was a gift in the church. See what I mean? How many believe that's the truth? God's Word. And if you don't look at it, believe it, and accept it, and tomorrow when Satan says, see, you still sick, you still this way, say, it is written. It is written. When they told me in Mayo's I couldn't get well, said I was gone. I said, it is written. But you can't come out of it, Reverend Graham. I said, it is written. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive it, you shall have it. I believe it. Satan said, you ain't going to get well. I said, now look here, fellas. If you want to hear me testify and glorify God, stick around. I said, well, I'm going to give him praise day and night just as loud as I can scream it. He got away from there, too, well, I mean. And now I weigh more than I ever weighed in my life, the best health ever was in my life. Why? It is written. God says, so it's true. That settles it. He says, so I believe it. Jesus said, what you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you'll have it. I believe it. Now, believe if you're led here tonight with the Holy Ghost like Simeon was in the day of old, you wouldn't come here to see these meetings unless there was something in your heart pulling, letting you believe that there was such. You see it nightly, watching in the papers, seeing testifying here and there. This was dying with cancer. Well, this one over here was crippled, walking. This was blind, seeing. Well, you believe it. You've got to. If you've got any Christianity about you at all, you believe it. You got a speck of God, you know that. If He is Almighty God, He can do all things. And if He cannot do all things, He's not Almighty God. And if He is Almighty God, He, Jesus Christ, is His Son, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe it, don't you? And it is written, the things that I do shall you also. Greater than this, or I mean, the right word, there is more than this. What do you mean, shall you do? I heard some here out home said, oh yes, the greater things, brother. He said, greater than this. That's what he said. That's King James Translation. I said, all right, greater. I said, what is the greater? He stopped nature. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind, as the Father showed him to do. He didn't do nothing until the Father showed him to do. Is that right? That's what he said. I can do nothing except the Father shows me first. Then I go do that. They said, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? Why don't we come down the cross? He's blindfolded. We smack him on the head. Why don't you tell us who hit him? We'll leave your prophet. He didn't clown for people. He said, I do what the Father tells me to do and shows me to do that way. St. John 5:19 says, verily, verily, I say to you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father in him first. And whatsoever thing the Father doeth, he showeth the Son, and this doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him what he does. Now that's right. That's the reason he couldn't heal all that dead Bethesda, all crippled and withered and so forth. The Father showed him one man that had been sick for 38 years with diabetes or something. He said, take care of this, let him go on. And he did it. Why didn't he heal the rest of them? He said, I can't till the Father shows me to do it. Now, if he's the same yesterday today, he can do the same thing. This fellow said, when I look in here, he said, the greater thing. Jesus couldn't preach the gospel all the way around the world. And said, we've done the greater thing by preaching the gospel around the world. I said, what is the gospel? He said, oh, the word. I said, not all together, my brother. I said, that's not scripture. Oh, he said, Reverend Branham, I said, oh, no. Paul said the gospel come to us not in word only, but through power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir, when he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he also said, demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost in all the world. Yes, sir. Never come to us through word only. The word's got to be quickened and made alive in demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. I said, then, if you call that the greater thing, surely you can do the lesser thing then. Go heal the sick. Pray for the sick. Cast out devils. Do those kinds of work. Jesus said, the things that I do shall you also. And if you'll do them, you will do them. The things that I do shall you do. And greater than this, for I go to my Father. To be greater, be more of you. More of you. Oh, my. Isn't he wonderful? Now believe him tonight while we pray. Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and earth, the author of everlasting life, the giver of every good gift. Tonight is our closing service here in Zion City, Illinois. God, I think we in there in that desk drawer of mine now and lays a little paper. Little blue back, many pages on it, with man's name, business firm in this city. I come back to this city. Remember the night when I left little Grace Missionary Church over there? I said, I will return. You give me the privilege of doing that again. I trust, Lord, that the services have been a blessing beyond what they recognize now. May it start something right here in the city that will not be for Jesus' coming. May it be a revival, it start moving right here in the city, break out somewhere right among the people here. Grant it, Lord. And now tonight, as we're closing, will you come to your humble service? Will you bless me, Lord, in a mighty way tonight? Just send your angel down. Break forth with great visions, Lord.
speak to this people, show them signs and wonders. I do not know what you will do, thou knowest that, Lord. But thou dost know all things, and I pray, as prayer changes things, I ask for a special blessing upon this audience tonight. Grant it, Lord, in humility, I ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, thy Son, Jesus. All right. He's sitting behind in the shadow. I didn't even see him, my son.
What the number for?
All right, we'll start a prayer line tonight by calling a something the prayer line. Billy had to come down tonight and get out the prayer card. Didn't get to get him out this afternoon, so he comes tonight. All right, everyone ready? All right, Paul, are you ready? All right, bring those. Some way that I could do something for you or something. I can't. If I had anything in my hands or in my body that would heal you, I'd sure know too well if it's that one way. I'd do it. Not only that, but I'd go down to that little girl sitting in that wheelchair. I'd lay my hands on her and heal her. I'd go to this lady here, I'd heal her. I'd go to that poor old dad that with his hands up over his ears trying to listen. I've seen the last 2 or 3 days and nights trying his best to break in. I've seen what his trouble was, know what's wrong with him. I trust that God will heal me tonight. I wish I could do that. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm a man. I'm just as your loved ones would be. I'm just like Brother Baxter, just any man here. I'm just a man. But God is God. Now, I was born by a gift. Those gifts don't come by laying on hands. Those gifts come by the sovereignty of God. Gifts and callings are without repentance. They were foreordained of God to be. Gifts are born. Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Eden, he was the woman's seed that the bruised the serpent's head. Moses was born as a proper child. John the Baptist was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, according to Isaiah, 712 years before he was born. Before Jeremiah, when he came to earth, that great prophet Jeremiah, God said, before you even formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nation. See? It ain't just what somebody else does, it's what God does. What God does. That is right. That is right. Now, who's this? Not knowing about the full gospel people, I was leery at first, I didn't know what to do. But God called me and sent me to them, not knowing them. That's why I'm here now. I'm here trying to help you. You believe that I'd be a hypocrite in my heart. You wouldn't believe that, would you? You think, you believe as a Christian man that I'd at least be truthful, wouldn't you? If I be truthful, God will help me and be with me. But if they, if I'm not truthful, then he won't be with me. That's one thing sure. But I try to represent Jesus to the people, tell them that I'm just a servant. Just a servant. That's all. And if I should die tonight and go up to the foreign gate and he'd say, you're condemned, and I'd send me to hell, and I'd be in hell, I'd raise up my hands and say, just and true art thou, O God. I'd praise him if I was in torment, for he is real. And whatever he does, right.
God's
word. That's right. Now the thing is to find God's word. Now, do you believe me to be his servant? This concept? Now, just talking to you in a conversation like Jesus did the woman at the well. Did you notice at night? Have you ever been to meetings before? When I was here the last time, he was at the meeting. Well, then, this wasn't manifest. But then, see, as a night, the first person I usually talk to them a little bit, so the anointing of the Spirit comes in, you see. And that's when it breaks away and the vision comes in, you see. And then I understand from there. Now, I want you to look this away just a moment. And I'm not trying to read your mind. I want you to be thinking about me.
About the Lord Jesus. That's what I want to think
of. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes? Yes, two. Isn't that right? Not only that, but two that you prayed for before. Isn't that right? One of your tumors got well, and part of them didn't.
Right.
It's my knee.
That's right.
Isn't that right? How do you believe?
I sure do believe.
God, you never know. I wouldn't recognize you, but I see at least that when I was coming for you. Is that true?
That's right.
Here, I'll keep coming back again in just a moment. You have also a female trouble.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Causes a discharge.
That's right.
Is that right? A fist in the back.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's right.
I popped my hand over there and I was mixed up. Is that true?
That's
right. So don't you have some kind of twitching or jerking or spasms in the muscles of your stomach and that? Is that right?
That's
it. There's nothing to be done for it, they claim.
Oh, yes. But they, yes, I can eat now where I couldn't before.
But it's that twitching
so
still,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
the
fear. Mm-hmm. And you, see, you're speaking back with the reason from these things. Was those things true, what I said?
Everything was true.
I just want the audience to know. Is that right?
That's right. Everything's true.
I don't know the reason. I don't know now what I told her. That's just what God said. That's what the vision shows. And that's what God knows all about her. I don't know her. But God does know her and is told what's wrong with her. Now, if His presence is that close, will you believe if I ask Him that to get well, along with the rest of His Christians, always pray with Him, you believe you'll get well?
And I did
some of
you a lot of times because it was wonderful
to know
that
I was
feeling
like yes, ma'am. All right, keep dialing this, everyone. Our Heavenly Father, as this poor woman here suffering, and I ask with all my heart that you'll help her. Grant it, dear Lord, may your Spirit come upon her and make her well. I lay hands upon her according to the word of the Holy Writ. That said, if they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Grandfather, in Jesus' name, God bless you, sister. Now go on your Lord, happy and rejoicing, and write in your testimony. All right, come, sir. All right. Do you believe with all your heart that the things that take place here in the services are of God? You do believe that. All right? If you believe that in your heart, then perhaps I can help you to have faith in that. Now, the only thing you need is just faith. Faith does all things, and that's all anybody can do. They might preach the word. You hear it by the word. Faith comes by hearing by the word. Now, this is the word of God. Is that right? That's the word of God. That's to all people. Or maybe it's something in an individual life that won't permit that healing or something. Then, secondarily, the word then of God would come through his seer to help that person to get right, get straightened out or something. Is that right? That's God's ordination of those things. That's how God does things. Is that way. Now, are you strangers in me? We are strangers?
We are, except that I've been in the meeting this
week. You've been in the meeting this week, but I don't know you. I've never been introduced to you or nothing. You know nothing about you. No way at all for me to know you. All right? Then you're in need or suffering or whatever it is. Then if anything that I know, if God has shown me something concerning you, then you believe. You believe with all your heart. Well, I see now that to look at you, I would have judged something else, but it's your stomach. Isn't that right? Right. I thought you kind of yellow complexion. I thought it was just to look at you. I thought it was kind of like the yellow jaundice, but it is. It's your stomach. It's your stomach. Hey, you've had an operation, too. Is that right? Well, that's kind of true, isn't it?
Yes,
sir. That is right. You still have weak spells and so forth over like that. Do you believe he'll make you well?
Yes.
Come here, sir.
Our Heavenly Father, the physician has done all that he can do, and I've seen him shake his head, but Lord, thou art here to help this man. I pray, Father, as your Spirit is here, that you'll bless him and heal him and make him everywhere whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My brother, go on your road happy, rejoicing, and get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us say, praise be to God. Now, the first thing I see, the man has a trumpet in his ear, so that means the first thing that he's either deaf or something. All right. Can you hear me all right? All right. You come here. You can hear me as I talk. You just aid here. But as long as you can hear, you see what I can talk to you first then. Now, what do you think about Jesus Christ and about this, all the works? You think it's wonderful?
I believe in the Word.
Yes, certainly it is.
All right. Now, if God is if Jesus is the Son of God, which we believe that He is, He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And you're here tonight seeking for help, no doubt for that ear, which it is. That's the ear. Yes, they're both your ears. All right? Now, I could not make you well. You understand that? I could not make you well. There's no way at all for me to help you or to make you well. The only thing that I could do is be praying for you. You understand that, don't you? And you need Jesus as your Savior. Now, isn't that right? Be honest with me. That's right. Is that right? You're not converted to Christ. Is this the same Spirit that told the woman at the well, go get your husband? Jesus Christ has known your unconverted condition. Have you had some affair about a war, an army, or something like that? Have you been a soldier? Is that right? You believe in his prophet? Come here. Will you accept Jesus as your Savior now? Promise that you'll not forsake him. You'll serve him the rest of your life from this night on. You're now accepting as your Savior. Here's another thing that I noticed you're doing in a vision. That's up recently. Of course, being a sinner man, you do it. You smoke cigarettes and get away from that. See? Don't do that no more now. You're to be a Christian now and walk with God. Almighty God, according to this man standing here with a trumpet in his ear, death in his ear, I pray for mercy for this man. He's now accepted you as his personal Savior. I pray, dear God, that you heal him and make him well. May the Spirit of God come upon the man and take the curse away from him, the curse of sin, the curse of sickness, hard of hearing, and make him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, mighty God, hear my prayer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you need this just to us. Mm-hmm. All right. You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
You're healed, brother. Your sins are gone. Go on your own rejoicing. Let's say praise be to God. Faith, I've never seen you as I know of. All right. Then if I be God's prophet, He'll reveal to me. I couldn't heal you, but you can't keep your life from me now. Well, you're aware that something's going on. Is that right?
Right.
That's right. Now, you're suffering with a trouble in your back.
Right.
Is that right?
Right?
And don't you have some kind of a rectal trouble?
Right.
Is that right? Like hemorrhoids? Is that right?
Right.
And you also have a habit that you should give up, smoking cigarettes. Will you do it? Then go and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's say praise be to God. Oh, how I love him. How I adore him. Come, ladies. Yes, I kneel. Go praise be to God. All right, come, sir. You believing? Are you believing, lady? Oh, what can happen now?
Sir, you'll get over that heart trouble?
You do?
Accept your healing now and go in the name of Jesus and be made well.
That's the time you missed the other red man, the bad trouble also. Set him on the people home and get